The second hour of our 3-hour meditation is why I can say I am God. The first hour, we repeat, I am God, God I am. In the second hour, we ask, why can I say I am God? We wonder how we can say these things. As God, we create the world in which we live. And I'll speak in the first person, and you can include yourself. As God, I create the world in which I live to be exactly what I want it to be. I go into games because games are lots of fun. I create myself a body because bodies are lots of fun. Now I can create my body to be without the need of water, food, air. That's how it is in its archetypal condition. But I feel that I want to play a game. I want to mortalize the immortal. I want to pretend that my body is limited, pretend that it has only so many years to live. I want to pretend that my body is not the temple of the living God, but it is the temple of the human self. As long as I want to pretend that, that's perfectly okay. That does not change my reality. My reality is that I'm always immortal. I'm always eternal. I'm always an idea in my eternal consciousness. But for a while I play the game that I'm human. And as a human, I have human feelings. And I think that's lots of fun. I have feelings that tell me that I'm good and very good, and I like that. But then, because I like to play the game of the allness, I take the contrary and say I am not good. I am not beautiful. I am not perfect. And so I express that. And then I tire of being not good and not perfect. And I say, I've had enough of that game. And so I turn back to the game. I am perfect. I am my archetypal self. And then I try to train myself not to need food or water or air. And I think, oh, aren't I wonderful training myself in this condition? And then I remember, that's who I really am. I really am this immortal being, this archetypal self on every dimension of life and space and time, of which all is here and all is now. On every dimension, I am this same wonderful archetypal creator, archetypal creation, archetypal being. I might put on disguises, I might put on masks, I might put on costumes to try to pretend that I'm different than what I am. My naked body is the gift that I gave to myself at birth, whole and perfect. I might choose to have problems with that body because I want to see how long it takes me to overcome it. How long it takes me to remember who I really am, that I really am God. Sometimes it takes a long time in the aspect of human time. But I have never left my archetypal self. I have never left my reality. I have never left being God. I can pretend I'm man and pretend that I'm human, pretend that I live in these experiences, because that's fun, really, I tell myself. What kind of games can I create to challenge me? What kind of games can I create to make me laugh and make me cry? Make me sing and make me howl. Oh my, do I like to howl. Goodness sakes. I stub my toe and I howl. I feel pain and I howl. What a good show I put. I feel no pain. I feel no stubbed toe. These are illusions that I have brought to myself on a most temporary basis. And then they're gone. Even my game of death, however exciting and interesting that may seem, is but a moment. It's but a moment, and then I wake up to my reality again, and I see my experiences on multi-dimensions. And I say, wow, I think I'll give my consciousness now to this dimension or that dimension. And since I am the allness, the allness, A-L-L, the allness, I am everyone. I am every life. I am every experience. I am the peace lover and I am the warmonger. I am the medical doctor who brings healing into the hearts of many. And I am the anger and the hatred and the lust and the all the terrible emotions that give the doctor work to do. And I have fun doing that. I have fun being angry and angry and angry and angry and angry, because then I build up within my body all sorts of poisons. And then I have to have medicine to revise it. Or I can just start to think happy thoughts. I can just start to believe in myself. I can start saying, hey, I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. I'm a wonderful person. I like me. I like me. I like me. And all of those anger thoughts go away. And with those anger thoughts go disease and unhappiness and pain. Oh my, yes. With happy thoughts, they all go away. As the happy thoughts are illusions, the pain is illusion. It's all the game. We play the game of chess, and we have the queen and the pawn and the king. We have the knights and the rooks, and we have the bishops, and we have all of these noble characters in our world, and we create them. We give each one of them their purpose, because we've accepted to play that game in which we have entitled each one with that purpose. And then we've created a lifespan for them, a chessboard. And I move my pieces from place to place on the chessboard. And I choose to have someone be in competition with me. Or sometimes I just play with myself. And I play the adversary and I play the wonderful being that I am. But when I play, I see which is most expeditious for my people to move. And I tell them to move that way. And sometimes I get distracted and I forget to move my people the way I tell them to move, and they're in trouble. Oh, they're in trouble. They're going to be captured by the enemy. They're going to be taken out of the game. Taken out of the game. But just standing on the sidelines waiting for the next game. That's how our human bodies are. We're taken out of the game and we're on the sidelines just waiting for the next game we're going to play. What illusions are we going to bring in the next game? I as God am the great creator, the great imagination, the great wonderment. And I have such fun being that. For I as God am not an unhappy God. I'm a very happy God. Wherever I go, I carry my happiness with me. And everyone sparkles and jumps and sings and says, wow, how wonderful. Sometimes I feel sad about something, which is a stupid thing to do, but I can play that game. That's okay. I'm pretty good at feeling sad, at least pretending that I am. And then I make everybody around me feel sad too, because I'm sad, and I am really a winner. I know how to play my game. Oh, I am good. As God, I can play the up and the down, the in and the out, all around. And if I am a good actor, and I can encourage people to believe that I am happy or I am unhappy, I am sick or I am well, I am a very good actor. I know the truth about myself. I know that I'm perfect. I'm wonderful. I know the truth about all of my creation. I can see right through them. My creation might be playing the game. The game of sadness, the game of happiness, the game of wealth, the game of poverty. It's okay. Anyone is okay. But so many of my creation look at me and they say, don't you understand we know what you're doing? Don't you understand we've been there and played that game too? Don't you understand you didn't accept us playing the game of happiness or sadness, and we won't accept you playing the game of happiness or sadness? Happiness? I can't play the game. No. Because when you go into your archetypal reality, when you go into your absolute awareness, there's no happiness, there's no sadness. When you love with unconditional love, you love each individual exactly the same. You don't love your mother more than you love your brother, more than you love your aunt or uncles or sisters or anyone else in your world. You love them all with unconditional love. That's what unconditional means. No condition. No condition of relativity. No condition of space or time. No condition of anything. I'm God. I know that I'm God. Because I know that I can play any game, anytime, anywhere, anyhow, and I love it. I see someone who is sad, and I go over and I sparkle them with my happiness. I see somebody who is happy, and I go over and sparkle them with my sadness. It's fun. It's fun to manipulate my world. It's fun to get out there and challenge my world to see where they stand. Are they so happy they are untouched by unhappiness? You tell someone that their wonderful little puppy dog just died. Do they feel sad? Someone would tell me my puppy dog died, I'd say, wow, what dimension is he going into next? I loved him. We had a good time. I'll always remember him kindly. He's a great little pup. Or will I say, oh, my baby's gone. Who am I going to love? Who's going to come licking my hand? Who's going to come and be kind to me? Who am I going to feed? Oh, dear, oh, dear. The story is ours. The story is mine, whatever I create to make it. And it's true both ways. Oh, so true. Yeah, it's so true both ways. We can have it either way. You know, I like to play that I'm God. And I like to keep my mind always focused on the aspect of God that pleases me. While the aspect of God, of destruction, hatred, sorrow, anger, illness, are not bad things, the things I like to focus on are happiness, joy, peace, abundance, life everlasting. But can you imagine? Just play the game for a second. Can you imagine that every single human being on the face of the earth who's ever lived here is still here alive right now? And every human being who ever will be on the face of the earth is right now alive here right now. And every being is in the space that they are, were, will be right now, although there is no are, will, be, or were. It's all right now. But just a relative imaginative concept. Think of that. It'd be a pretty busy world, wouldn't it? A lot of people would be occupying the same space. And because that's immaterial, they could occupy the same space and neither would know the other was there unless they wanted to. Because there is no space, there is no time. And so we're all occupying the same space right now. All living creatures are in one space. All non-living creatures, which are living, are in one space. Animal, mineral, vegetable, human, doesn't matter. I can say I'm God because I like it, but I don't have to say because. I can say I'm God, I like it. I like being God. I like knowing that I am God. I like reminding myself that I am God. And I like reminding myself that I am a good God, a loving God, a gentle, kind, caring God. Now there is a hateful God, a raucous God, an angry God. That's very true too. But wherever my thought is, that's where my God is. That's where I am God. And if my thought is on a glorious world, a glorious life, a glorious me, so it is. If my thought is on an angry world, a world filled with sorrow and pain and poverty, then so it is. You know, from our speaking point of view right now in this room, where we're all saying, I am God, pretend, just pretend for a moment, that you are an African living in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and you don't have any clothes, you don't have anything, you have maybe a loincloth, or maybe you have a blanket you carry over your shoulder. Not to hide yourself or cover yourself, just to lie on at night or to cover with in the evening, or to use whatever you want. And you're herding goats or sheep or whatever you might have in the middle of the Sahara Desert. Oh yes, there are many oases in the middle of the Sahara Desert that are inviting, very inviting. Oases that are not just an acre or two, but are hundreds of acres. So here you are, a native, living out there in the Sahara Desert, herding your sheep. And you stand there singing to yourself, or you build a lyre for yourself to play on, and you sing music to yourself, and you look at the stars and you say, wow, what neat things those are up there. I think I'll give them names, and you name them. You name them for each one of your sheep. Oh, there's my flock up in the sky. Oh, how wonderful. And there I am, the shepherd. See me? I'm the one with the three stars and the knife on my belt there. See? Oh, yes. wonderful game. I think I'll have some dinner. So he has some, you have some dried meat that you have prepared for yourself 3 weeks before, and you carry it along in a sack on your side, and you eat the dried meat, and you take water from the oasis. And your body is strong, your mind is clear and sharp. You sing songs to the universe, to yourself, to your sheep. You sing it to the oasis, how lovely it is, providing you with water and food. And you think you are the happiest, most wonderful person on earth. You don't have diseases, you don't have illnesses. You don't have money, you don't have poverty. Were you not a sheep herder, but just a wanderer from oasis to oasis, you would eat the date palms, the dates from there. You would eat the fruits that grow. You would eat the grass. And you wouldn't eat a lot of food because you're not accustomed to a lot of food, but it's simple things, whatever is available. And you live a good, happy life. Never once being sick, never once being poor, never once being sad. Because you don't know what sadness is. Sadness is a relative thing that you compare yourself to others. You're missing something. So there's no sadness in your life. There's no money in your life. Your wealth is in your knowledge on what things are good to eat. Your wealth is your happy spirit, which takes you into the tents of many other nomadic wanderers, and they feed you graciously and abundantly. And wherever you go, you're a happy person, filled with joy, filled with peace. You're singing all the time. Don't you know you don't have any clothes? Don't you know you just have a single blanket hanging on your shoulder that you use to sleep with at night, perhaps? If even that. Don't you know that you don't have any shoes and the desert sand is hot? Don't you know that you're alone out here without the lights of the city, the music that can be played? Don't you know that? Think about it. Think about how wonderful these things can be for you. Think about who you really are. Think about where you really are, what is valuable and important in your life. Here you are, a nomad in the desert, a single person, wandering around, meeting others, but not staying very long because you don't really want to be in society. You like to be out under the stars. You like to be counting the desert sands. You like to be having a good time, wandering with your sheep. And your sheep come to you and they snuggle close to you and you tell them stories about the stars. I am God, God I am. I create myself in great, delicious experiences. I create myself filled with love. So wherever I go, I share that love with everyone. And everyone looks at me and says, wow, what a loving person. I wish I could be like them. And so they look at themselves and they say, I am like them. It's my heart, it's my soul, it's my being. That's who I am. And you can say I am God because you are the creator of your world. You're the creator of your life. You're the creator of your being. You're the creator of all that's around you. You're the creator of the world on which you stand. You're creator of the stars that shine in the heavens. You're the creator of the wind. I am the creator of these things. And I like it so much. I delight in being me. I delight in the magic, the music, the wonderment that I create for myself, even though I know all things, even though I might stop and say, what is that I see up there? Oh, yes. Names I've never heard before, but I call them a galaxy. I call them a star cluster. I call them big stars and little stars. I call them the names of my sheep, the names of my people that I meet, the names of my mother and father. Oh yes, I bring the sheep in from the desert and we sell them in the market. But I cannot wait to rush away from the market back to my marvelous desert, my marvelous land of abundance, my marvelous land of wonder and joy for me. I walk on the streets of the city and the cow dung is here and there, the sheep and the goats. I walk on the streets of the city and strewn here or there are the rubbish of the people who live there. And I walk out of the city into the pristine desert. Each sand blown freshly new for me to walk on, every day, every way, in every moment. Every step I take, I step on a fresh new layer of sand. And my feet are soft. Not calloused, not hard, but soft. Soft gentleness. And they caress the sand as they walk along. And when they find the great pond or lake in the oasis, they slide in beneath the waters and soak up the feeling of goodness there. I stand under the sun all day long, and yet I'm not burned. My skin is harmonious with the sun. The sun blesses me and gives me all of its radiance, its energy. And I give my energy to the world. There's no place in me for the sun's energy because I am total energy. But the sun gives it to me as I give my energy to the sun, neither needing the other, but enjoying the interplay of love. I give myself a flower that I find. I smell its fragrance and I delight in its picture. The petals are so delicate and so fine, so colorful. The stem so sturdy and strong, the leaves there. It's wonderful. I feel great. I feel as though I am on top of the world. I don't like to pick flowers. I rather enjoy them in their natural beauty in the garden, in the oasis where they spring up next to the water. It's such a glorious thing. And here the sun relentlessly beating down on the oasis, yet it comes out green and beautiful because of the water that is within it, not the water that is put on it. Just like we are beautiful and glorious by the energy within us, by the presence within us, by God in me. I am God. I am life. I am love. I am the happiest that I could ever be. Because it's fun to be God. It's fun to knowingly realize that all choices are mine. And I play all sorts of games. I play games with people old and young. And I let them take advantage of me. I let them walk all over me because I know who I am. And I just pray that they wake up to know who they are, that they don't need to walk over anyone. And if I can be the inspiration for them to realize they don't need to walk over anyone, I think that's great. I will not change their life. I will show them my life. I will not change their way. I will show them my way. I will not change their ideal. I will show them my ideal. I will not change anyone. I will merely be myself and live dynamic, fantastic. Why can I say I'm God? Oh, there's an infinite number of reasons. An infinite number of reasons. I can say I'm God because when I study my textbook every day, I read it 3 times a day, not because I have to read it, but because it reminds me of who I am. It reminds me of the purity that I am within, my divinity. And if I'm with someone who cannot read because their eyes are being repaired, I read to them. I would not miss my morning, noon, or night reading because it's so wonderful. It's so uplifting. It's so supportive of who I am. And rather than to find fault in the words that I'm reading or to find imperfections, to find mistakes, I read the joy in there. I read the purity in there. I read the goodness. And I'm lifted up beyond the angels. Because I am the angels. Yes, I'm God, you know. Remember, I'm God. I'm the angels. And I'm man. And I'm life. I'm stars. I am the moon. Yes, as man, I give myself adventures now and then. The adventure of going to the moon like Edgar Mitchell and his group and all the other astronauts who went up there and all of them who stood on the moon or were in their spaceship out in space and looking back at the blue planet. They felt the humility. They felt a magnificence about that world. And they look about and they said, wow. I feel so small. What they really were saying, they felt humble as they began to investigate the universe firsthand. You see, if you look at the universe from a spaceship or from the moon, and you look at it as man, truly you do feel humbled. But if you look at the space, you look at the Earth, that blue planet, and you say, I am God, I created that. The world might frown upon you at first. But you are God. I am God. You did create it, I did create it. I created every nuance of the Earth. I created every aspect of the earth. I created, and I'm creating even now, because I'm having fun doing this. I create every drop of rain that falls. And you know, I know exactly how many drops of rain fall in my entire awareness. I know every drop of rain. All time is here and now. Just as the African boy in the desert knows every grain of sand on the desert floor. Oh, come on now. How could anyone know all the grains of sand? When you're God, you know that. The more I recognize that I'm God, the more I recognize how marvelous I am, how wonderful I am. And rather than saying I don't know things as God, say, oh yes, I know. You want me to give you a number? I cannot do that, because you do not have a vocabulary for that number. You do not have a vocabulary for that number. The number of grains of sand in the Sahara Desert at this moment. I'm not talking about the ones that are being blown by windstorms and are up in the air and that are going out to sea and causing the bottom of the sea to change its nature. The tectonic plates will move and the nature of the sea will change. I have fun doing that too. So you might say I annihilate whole species of humanity and animals and what have you as I move these tectonic plates and wipe them off the face of the earth. No, not so. I do not annihilate anything. I only create. I take the tectonic plates, the surface plates of the earth, and I move them about for the joy of it, for the new millennia that's coming, the new expression that is there. And so it is. There's no annihilation. To you who are on earth and being removed by the tectonic plate movement, you call it annihilation. But truly, in the span of time that it takes for this to happen, it's not annihilation by that. It's annihilation by yourself, by myself, because I forget to recognize I am immortal. I forget to recognize I don't need air to breathe, food to eat, water to drink. I created myself doing that merely as a sociable experience between myself and the rest of my creation. And hey, it is kind of fun. I gave each of you a bottle of water a few moments ago, and you all accepted it, and you delighted in it. Why do you need the water? Some of you drank some of it, some of you didn't. Why did you need the water? When you sit at the table of the University of Healing, God Unlimited, you eat the food that's there. The food has always been luxurious. Luxurious beyond reason, beyond imagination. For years we've been doing that. And it's a wonderful thing. The drink has always been superior, and all these things will continue, but with changes here and changes there as imagination brings them into place. Maybe we can bring you bottled air, and you can drink this special bottled air that will be more pure than the air you breathe here, because the air you're breathing is full of pollutants. It's full of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide from the cars, the burning gases from logs in the fireplace, of decaying matter lying in the fields, of animals who moved out of their present body, rotting foods, the plants, the apples that fall from the tree in preparation for fertilizing new trees and new apples. All this pollution in the air would be enough to destroy a very pure being. But I'm a pure being. I'm a very pure being. That's right. And I do not smell those pollutants. I do not give them power. When a gentle odor comes my way, I immediately say, I smell the pure, beautiful, clear mountain air. Should I go into the bathroom where someone else has been and the smell is in the air, I breathe only my own pure air. Nothing wrong with the odor in the air, but it's startling at the moment. I smell cooking on the stove of the foods that are being prepared there, and the smell is so delicious I can hardly wait to eat it. I am God. I am the creator of my universe. I create everything good and very good. I create everything wonderful and very wonderful. For I am the master, now and forevermore, of all that I survey. And I am the master of what I do not survey in my conscious awareness. I am the master of every being that ever lived, will live, or is living on the universe. And they are all living on the universe right now. I am the master of all. Think on these things. These things are noble and good. These things are indications how I can say I am God, how you can say you are God. Let them sparkle in awareness. For you are the essence of life, I am the essence of life. I am God. God I am. I am good. Good I am. I am peace. Peace I am. I am wisdom. Wisdom I am. I am joy. Joy I am. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And I enter into my world through my way, truth, and light. And it is for me alone. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And it is for me alone. I like me. I like who I am. I like what I think about myself. I like knowing that I have created all that I see. I have created all that I am. I have created all that you are. I am forever creating, forever playing the game of life. I am forever experiencing the allness of who I am. How can we forever create the allness of who we are? It is my joy, my delight, my wonderment. This is who I am. Wake up now to the reality. I have awakened to the reality that I am God. I have awakened to the reality that I am life. I have awakened to the reality that I am all. I have ascended into the awareness that there is none beside me. I fully realize that everything I see, I created. Every experience I have, I created. I am the allness. I am the finiteness. I am the tiniest little speck of infinite, undifferentiated matter that can be. And I am the greatest mass of substance that can be. If I were to take out of the universe the electron, the fluff, all of the universe could be in so tiny a speck it would not be known to anything. And that speck would weigh beyond imagination. Its weight would be so heavy, no scale could ever weigh it. And I give energy, I give the electron to the atom. I give this fluff to life. I give life to life. And then it manifests. It sparkles out like the profusion that it is. It's like a searchlight. Once turned on, is everywhere. The light shoots forth to all corners. My searchlight has no directional beam to it. My searchlight has no place where it's plugged in. It's just a ball of light, and it shines equally everywhere. It radiates all equally everything everywhere. And that light is how I create the world. And that's why I say I am the light of the world, as you are, as all is. I am the light of the world. Now prepare yourself to take a pause and come back at 5 and be ready for introspection, where you take your attention to that light in you, and let that light so shine that you not only know all things, You are all things, and you experience all things.